Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR. And this is Thursday, March the 13th, 2025. Tim, Ed, and Wesley. Last names are not important.
They're not.
It's what we bring to the table.
Absolutely. And we bring a bunch.
To the table. Hey, but Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us now.
Good morning, everybody.
Rocking the Paisley.
Yep.
Keeping the reputation intact.
Got to do it every so often.
So, Wesley, we got our Share-a-thon coming up here on American Family Radio in a few weeks, and we need some help from our listeners, right?
We do. I wanted to kind of, you know, do this on my own, but I appreciate you setting it up for me.
Well,
now
take it all back.
Yeah, in all seriousness, if the Lord has used AFR in your life, or if we've done something that has impacted you, whether it's given you an opportunity to be involved, whether it be 8 Days of Hope or the Bible League, or maybe it was Truth for Youth Bible Week. Or maybe it's just the Bible verses that we share throughout the day that we read from our own staff on radio. If any part of AFR has impacted you, we would love for you to call in and share your story and keep it to about 1 minute, two max, at 877-876-8893. That's 877-876-8893. If you would call in and leave a listener testimony of about 1 minute, 2 minutes max, we would love to be able to share how we have impacted you to our listeners as a word of encouragement to them and a reason for them to continue to give during our Share-a-thon. That would help us out tremendously. That's one way you can partner with us and helping us continue to, in that particular week, to fundraise so we can continue to do the work that we're doing here.
Yeah, so what you do is you call in this number that Wesley gave.
877-876-8893.
And what we'll do is we'll use that testimony during our Share-a-thon on air.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be on air, but it'll maybe slightly edited. So it will, most of the time it'll be like, hey, this is Jane from Missouri, and I'm calling in to say AFR has blessed me in this way, or I heard this on AFR and it changed my life, or whatever the case may be. I gave my life to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Saved a marriage.
This is Bill in Kentucky, and I want to know, I listen to American Family Radio. Yeah. So we air those kinds of testimonies during our Share-a-thon to edify and encourage our audience, and that's what we're trying to recruit now so we can have them ready to go when our Share-a-thon rolls around in a few weeks.
Now, we use as many as we can.
Yes, we do.
And that's why we do ask that folks keep it as concise as possible.
Right, and don't make it a dud.
Right, right. I heard one this morning on the way into work, listening to Jenna Ellis's show.
Yeah.
And they played a listener testimony. It's very encouraging to us here on staff.
Right.
This lady was talking about how she first started listening to AFR. And it was great. So
do that. Call in 877-876-8893 to leave your listener testimony that we can use during Share-a-thon.
There you go. Thank you, Wesley. All right, Steve, what's your first story?
Well, we have our first transgender member of Congress.
I've been waiting.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been just wondering how that's going to work out.
The first one, huh?
His name is Sarah McBride, and he hails from Delaware. And they got a little bit into it at a committee hearing this week.
Who got into it?
Well, the
like in a slap down?
No,
type thing?
No, it's a verbal, a verbal fight.
A verbal fight.
No one slapped a tariff.
No,
no.
That was properly used. Good job.
So this is during a Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe hearing, and Mr. McBride is part of that committee. Keith Self, Republican of Texas, is also the chairman of the committee, and you will hear William Keating, who is a Democrat from Massachusetts, who is the ranking member. And there's a whole thing in the House now about, well, first it was what bathroom does Mr. McBride use? And then, secondly, what do we call him? And this is how this transpired this week. Cut 10.
I now recognize the representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member Keating, also wonderful.
Mr. Chairman, could you repeat your introduction again, please?
Yes, we have set the standard on the floor of the House, and I'm simply...
What is that standard, Mr. Chairman? Would you repeat what you just said when you introduced a duly elected representative from the United States of America? Please.
I will. The representative from Delaware, Mr. McBride.
Mr. Chairman, you are out of order. Mr. Chairman, have you no decency? I've come to know you a little bit, but this is not decent.
We will continue this hearing.
You will not continue it with me unless you introduce a duly elected representative the right way.
This hearing is adjourned.
Well, there you have it.
All right.
I'm shocked that it was a congressman from now, Massachusetts putting up a fuss.
Hold up, though. Just for the listeners, explain the transgender person in that speech.
I will.
Okay. Please
be glad to. Because I enjoy talking transgenderism. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want clarification. I mean,
all things transgender.
We've seen the video, so it makes
a little more sense. I know. So, you got this man who wears the dress.
Right. Okay, so forth.
And
so good.
Fixes up his hair, puts makeup on, and says he's a woman.
Good.
Right. Okay.
And his
name is. Pardon me?
And his name is?
He goes by the name Sarah McBride.
Okay.
Sarah McBride. So Sarah, who is a man, dresses like a woman, says he's a woman.
Okay.
The fight there, the verbal sparring was between a Democrat who was saying, have you no decency, talking to the Republican chairman who introduced Sarah as Mr.
Correct.
Well, that set off this fella, you know. Where is he from, Massachusetts?
Yeah, he's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's so they've got flaming liberals in Massachusetts, a lot of them, and they're flaming.
Yeah.
And he's offended that the gentleman from Texas would refer to a dude as Mr.
Right.
So, because the dude wants to be called a woman.
Yes.
So that's what all that was about right there. I don't know what the end result. Well, the end result was they just stopped the meeting.
They
right?
stopped the meeting. Afterwards, Chairman Keith Self said, I mean, he is allowed to live his life. In fact, I spent 25 years on active duty defending his right to live his life as he chooses. But I don't have to participate in his fantasy.
Right.
Nor, and she didn't either.
Well, he. There you go, Weston. Yes. You slipped into it. He, McBride, the dude that dresses like a woman, mm-hmm. referred back to the chairman as Madam Chairman.
Yeah, a little dig in there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So anyway, that's what that was all about.
And he didn't get in trouble for calling him.
There
Madam.
You go. See how it's worked here? They're even getting you to slip into that language. All right, next story.
Secretary of Health and Human Services Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, which is a he and claims to be a he,
what's his pronouns?
Yeah, he, him.
Okay.
And your Kennedy-ness has delivered a stark ultimatum to food companies. He's telling food companies like PepsiCo and General Mills and Tyson and Smucker's and Kraft's, you have to use natural colors. You cannot use food additives, synthetic color food additives in your food. And it has to be out by the time I get out of office. You have 4 years to get this done, or else we'll do it for you.
Hmm. So
one is food color and hurt you?
Some say that it is. Red dye number 5, I think, was one of the...
And one of the things he does is he compares the ingredients of the same foods produced by the same companies here in the U.S. and Europe. And his argument, RFK Jr.'s argument, is that Europe won't allow these... artificial colorings and other preservatives in their foods because they believe that it harms the human body. And America, these companies have been getting away with that. He's going to change it.
Are artificial colorings for food They're unnecessary, aren't they?
They don't use them in Europe. That's what I'm.
Are they only for the psychological effect on Americans?
That's the way I
In other words, we don't want to buy.
You don't want to buy gray Fruit Loops.
Okay, so they color them.
They color them. So the flavor has to match the color. So you have not only artificial coloring but artificial flavor.
I don't know. You think? I don't know. I don't know what to think of that. What do you think about it?
Here's what I do know is that once we enter into the conversation of does food color and cause problems, we're all three going to lose that one.
What do you mean?
It's a very sensitive. It's like a COVID. It's like a vaccine shot type conversation.
Oh, okay.
It's a conversation that's very hypersensitive for people. And
well, see, I'm just ignorant of it.
Yes, you are. Much. Just and stay just ignorant. Move on.
I just need to shut.
Stay
I just need to
move
shut
on.
My mouth.
Yes. You're saying there are listeners.
Yeah, they are.
Who think you're of the devil if you don't.
Well, close to the devil.
I'm saying they get that passionate.
They
about
They get very
about
passionate
about food coloring and
food coloring,
artificial food coloring.
I'm just going to say what my opinion is. Because you know what? I stand up for what I believe.
You do.
You'll fall for everything.
What anyone else says, except for my wife. Who usually does not listen to me on the show because she hears me enough. Okay. Here's what I believe. Okay. First of all, preservatives.
You have a Bible verse for this?
I don't.
Okay.
Preservatives have been a huge boon. In other words, very beneficial to humanity in keeping foods from spoiling. Okay. However, that does not mean that you can't have substitutes that are not dangerous. And I look forward to RFK Jr. having some scientific studies done that will prove one way or the other whether preservatives, artificial colorings, dyes, et cetera, are necessary or can you substitute for them? Because if they are dangerous, we need to know that.
That's right.
Well, but the bottom line is RFK Jr.
Gonna get to the bottom of it, what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Has said to the food manufacturers, take all your artificial food coloring out of your products by the end of my term being 4 years, or you may be punished financially or something like that.
Mandate that they do.
I don't know how that's going to work exactly, but I think he's making a point that he believes that artificial coloring of foods is unhealthy.
Well, it's interesting. As you talk to people that like travel to Europe, for example, there's a lot of people who have allergies to certain things here, like gluten. They can't eat bread, but they go over to Europe. They can eat all the bread they want.
Yes, right. No effects.
No effects.
These are the types of stuff that comes up.
Yeah, and the food colorings. Europe uses natural food colorings, and they can eat the cereals without getting hives or whatever they get over here. So
I do.
There's a lot of health concerns that Robert F. Kennedy has about our food systems and our food supplies.
And in another layer to this conversation, and again, this is just average man on the street conversation,
right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Another thought is that that doesn't happen to everybody. So I could eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch and be fine.
Uh-huh.
But others could eat it and they have a different reaction. So ultimately, they're wanting to change their change all the ingredients for that one person that has a reaction to it, which
I see the need for us to move on to the next topic because I
would like to just add one thing and then
I like where you pun there.
It's
an additive. You want to add one thing
this
to our food color.
And I also just seemed insensitive for the person that reacts to Cinnamon Toast Crunch because I like it and I don't.
So this is an artificial additive to our conversation.
Okay.
Yes.
I want someone, or maybe it's RFK Jr.,
right,
to figure out why I can't eat Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes without getting fat. So maybe it's an additive.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Let's RFK
Jr. make
it. I want to answer that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all the sugar. I don't know.
Well, it's the four bowls instead of one.
Yeah.
That's the problem here.
Well,
on a serious note, let's make a note. It would be interesting to have someone who's an expert on the conservative side to come on and talk about this, what RFK is doing.
All right,
doing.
You find us that expert, and we'll have him on.
Or
fair enough.
Steve's
an expert.
You interview people all
the
time.
Yeah, I do.
If you can find someone.
You got a food coloring expert, you know?
I could find one. I could look for one.
Next story.
All right. Do you remember a couple weeks ago when Donald Trump had the governor's meeting at the White House and he and the Maine governor of Maine got into a spat?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because
it's rare for Trump.
I know, isn't it?
So he was standing up with somebody.
He was standing up at the podium at this meeting, and he said, "We have one of the things we've done in this administration is we've declared that there are two genders, male and female. They don't switch. They don't do anything. They can't change. And we're not going to allow boys into girls' sports or girls into boys' sports, for that matter." And he said, Maine is kind of bucking against the trend here. And he called out the Maine governor. Is she here? Yeah. Yeah. And so he got the Maine governor up and they said, well, we'll meet you all in court. Well, the Trump administration has ordered the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which I'm not sure why they are the funder, to pause federal funds to the University of Maine system over the state's refusal to protect women's sports.
I got three words for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and one of them's going to be a combo word. Here are the three words I got for you. Trump, don't play.
It's true.
Now, that's incorrect English, and I'm well aware of that. It's kind of like artificial coloring in food.
Yes.
Shouldn't be allowed. But in this case, I think it helps explain the position that President Trump has staked out in his administration, which I think those three words apply, don't you, Ed?
Yeah. Listen, for the last 6 weeks, it has been like Christmas every day. And yeah.
For conservatives.
For
liberals, it's been like a living hell. Yes. Huh? Am I right?
Yes.
With food coloring.
With food coloring. Listen, he just...
Artificial food coloring.
When we joke about the use of the phrase slap a tariff.
Yeah.
He's doing a whole lot of slapping, and it's not just tariffs.
Right. He told this woman, who's the governor of Maine.
Yep.
I wish we had that. Brent, if you can find that, that'd be great. To put President Trump's exchange with Maine governor, because what he said to her.
Her name's Janet Mills.
Janet Mills. You got it? Okay. Oh, man, Brent, that's outstanding work there. Brent Creeley, our producer. I just asked him to get it, and within 10 seconds, he had it. It with no help from Google, I'm sure.
Listen, Brent, he can sometimes pull off.
He can be a crack.
Producer sometimes.
Know, not a crack head.
Right.
Crack producer.
Crack producer.
Okay, so what you're about to hear is what I would call Trump don't play. And this is his exchange with the governors of Maine. And keep in mind, this is at a formal dinner in the White House with all the governors, I guess most all the governors, vast majority of them, Democrat or Republican. They're guests at the White House. And President Trump starts talking about this topic, and here's what happens.
I'm complying with state federal laws.
We are the federal law.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor, because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
Okay, that didn't get all the main part of that, and I'm not blaming you, Brent. But,
so Brent missed the most important part.
The part that was leading up to what just happened was Trump saying, I have signed an executive order for you, governors, to adhere to that says men cannot play in female sports. And if you do, we're going to cut off your funding from, I don't know what, Title IX or whatever. I don't know, whatever.
It's Title IX.
Okay, Title IX, government funding, and she gets, and then he says, hey, governor of Maine, are you here?
Yeah.
I hear you don't care what about girls playing. Basically, yeah. Is what he's saying. I'm just saying that, listen, I give kudos to President Trump for telling it like it is right there. And now he didn't do so, I don't think. He can be sarcastic. And I know sarcasm because I can use
You've
it too.
You've experienced it before.
It can be hurtful.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got it rest of it? Okay. All right, Brent Creeley, our producer, who I'm going to applaud again,
You may want to wait till we find out what he actually dug up.
I am putting him on the spot. So hopefully we're going to get the fuller context here. Go ahead.
An executive order banning men from playing in women's sports. Many Democrats are fighting me on that. I hope you continue because you'll never win another race. The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Well,
are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal
laws. We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
2 weeks. Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen. There is the CenterSquare.com, which is in Maine, says that Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills is facing a recall effort from critics of her transgender policies, but the citizen-led campaign is unlikely to result in her being removed from office. So there is a dust-up, in Maine.
They're going to lose out on millions and millions and millions of dollars that would have otherwise gone to their state. That is happening.
Over wanting a man to play women's sports.
Yes. That's what these people are committed to, is this radical left-wing ideology, especially when it comes to transgendered issues. 80% of the public doesn't want boys playing girls' sports, and it crosses all political lines, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. 80% of the American public go, no, that is a bridge too far. We're not supporting that.
And Democrats cannot complain about what Trump is doing with regards to Title IX funds because the Biden administration did the opposite.
Yes.
They said, you're going to allow boys to play in women's sports, or we'll cut off your funds. They are getting the Biden treatment only from Trump.
Yeah, we got a minute to go or so, Steve.
Yeah, so have you ever heard of the replacement rate theory? A society, a culture has to have 2.1 children per
couple
in order to just maintain this.
And the 0.1 covers infant mortality.
Right. Well, they're not doing their – they have just dipped below that in India, the most populous country in the world. But India's a little concerned about this. So they have said that they are going to give a cow to any woman who has
– holy cow.
Holy cow.
In their religion,
so
yes.
It's if it's a girl, the woman gets 50,000 rupees, which is about $575. If it's a boy, the woman gets a cow. If she has a third child.
Okay. And
what is going to happen to the expression is she had a cow? What is going to happen to that now? You mean they're going to give the girl a cow or a boy a cow?
I don't know what the gender of the cow is, but the woman, if she has a boy, gets a cow.
Well, I can tell you, a cow is a female.
Oh, I guess it would be, huh? It would be a bull.
Shame on y'all that the city boy from Boston had to come up with that one.
That's right, yeah. You didn't leave us enough time for jokes here. We have plenty of them. We have four in a matter of 10 seconds. So
I just know the cow jumped over the moon. That's what I know. Right? Did it not?
Yeah.
You said he. He said
what, the cow jumped over the moon?
Cow jumped over the moon.
A bull jumps over the moon is a he.
I don't care.
Cow jumps over the moon, it's a she.
The cow can identify however it wants. Okay? As long as it gives milk, I don't care.
All right. For your frosted flakes,
just as long as it isn't artificially colored.
Rapid deterioration of this conversation.
Boy, what a sell fast.
It'll get better tomorrow on Trivia Friday.